the romantic lighting in here. It's nice. Well, I just want to start off. Yeah, we won't be at work on Christmas. So happy holidays, everybody. But I think it'll be better holidays this year than it was last year. You know, obviously a great team win for us. I think number one, I think the thing that stands out to me was the defense played exceptionally well. To hold a team like that, a 12-2 team with a great offense and great weapons to 6 points was awesome. And for an offense, you know, we scored when we had to. We did with things that we needed to do. And I mean, the biggest thing today was third down conversions. We were big on third down and had one turnover on the fumble that obviously I can't take. But, you know, we played consistent. We played at a high level. We came out, I think we were relaxed. We knew it was at stake, but we played relaxed. And, you know, we're excited where we're at, and we're proud of where we're at. We're proud after today. But we obviously got a big one next week. And if we don't win that one, then this one doesn't mean anything. And obviously our number one goal is to make playoffs. You know, we have a 9-6 record. Yeah, duh. 9-6 record, triple the wins from last year. But, you know, I mean, it's a good thing, but it won't be a good thing if we don't make playoffs.
They didn't have a breakout game, but a solid game seemed to really set up the offense, stay with the offense, and maybe helped you guys on third down a lot.
Yeah, definitely. You know, he didn't have the big numbers that he had the past 8 games or so, but, you know, he made plays. And he's obviously a big part of this offense. And just seeing the defense, how they try to account for him and loading guys in the box, and that allows plays on the outside. It's crucial, and you know I'm going to ask, can I give my rushing stats to Adrian and help him out? Yeah. But I mean, he's obviously unbelievable and a big part of this team, and was a big part of this win.
Based on how they play defense and all the man coverage, you know the defensive backs can have their backs to the line of scrimmage a lot. Yeah. So when you're getting out there and scrambling, you know if you can get past that first line, that you're going to have a lot of room.
Yeah, I mean they were playing a lot of 2-man, and so you know no one was there. I mean guys were covering the backs and split safeties. So there wasn't an extra guy to cover the quarterback and. A couple times saw that on third down and was able to take advantage of it.
Were you guys anticipating that much split safety?
We did. I mean, on third down, third and long situations, it was definitely a lot of 2-man, a lot of split safety. But other than that, on first and second down, they played a lot of single high and man coverage and not a lot of split safeties on first and second down.
On the sideline throw to Simpson there that picked up the big third down, were you hedging a bit or did you think he'd come down with that?
I want to lie to you and said I meant to make that throw, but I was trying to throw it out of bounds and my arm got hit, and we were very fortunate. I mean, huge catch by him. For him to make that kind of catch and get 2 feet in bounds was unbelievable, but I was throwing that out of bounds and my arm got hit. So, but it was a big conversion. We kept the ball in our hands and kept the clock running, and unfortunately, we weren't able to score on that, but we took some time off the clock.
As you were putting together the offensive game plan this week, what did you feel most comfortable with, and how did you guys think that you could attack this defense?
Well, we knew that we were going to play a lot of man coverage, and we knew that nakeds would be good, and I think we took advantage of them on some nakeds, and you know we tried to create throws that we saw, especially in our preseason game from earlier in the year that we saw against them that worked, and you know just try to keep the ball in our hands and keep third, you know, keep on third down, third and shorts, and try to beat man coverage, and we did it. I mean, we did it several times, and it was big.
How do you think a couple of your better games have been against the teams that are among the best in the NFL, 49ers and Texans?
I don't know. I think as a whole, I mean, the team plays better, and, you know, especially with we know how important those games are, and especially today that we had to rise to the occasion, and there was no other option, and I knew how to play my best, and yeah, I don't really know why, but you know, fortunately it works out that way.
Three straight games you guys have scored on the opening drive. It looked pretty good doing it. What has that done in terms of calming, in terms of confidence?
Huge, especially these past 2 games when we're on the road. You know, we knew that we want to quiet the crowd early and score on that first drive, and it means a lot for setting the tone for the rest of the game. And for us to do it in 3 straight games, I mean, we knew the importance. And that's something that Bill's always talked about, is starting fast and starting on a first possession. And obviously every possession we want to score, but especially that first possession to set the tone for the rest of the game and always create that sense of urgency that keeps us ahead. And so it's been good, and we're going to have to keep doing that next week and hopefully a couple weeks after that.
And your longest run, how greedy did you want to get with that before you were going to take the slide?
Well, I was talking to Tom, 29 yards. I ran like 100 yards to get 29 yards, and yeah, I was cut across the field. I was just waiting for someone to come clean my clock. And but fortunately, you know, it was a big third down, and we were able to convert on that. And, you know, I knew at the end that, you know, I think one of their safeties was there, and I wasn't going to be able to beat him. I was tired, so I just I slid and said okay and gave up. But fortunately, we were able to score and put points on the board and, you know, close out the game.
Chris, what? It's a really unselfish offense. You've got a lot of guys that are throwing blocks for someone else on the field, not caring if they get the points or the reception. How important is that, too, as you guys are going forward?
It's huge. It's huge. We have a lot of selfless guys on this team, and the character, I think, of this team is awesome and speaks volumes of a game like today. And receivers that are blocking. I mean, like Michael Jenkins, he's a guy that stands out to me that maybe one or two catches a game, but he always shows up on the running game. And you watch him on film; he's creating blocks and setting up blocks for Adrian. And same with Jerome Simpson. All these receivers and fullbacks. Jerome stepped in at fullback and has played awesome. And obviously, is a big help with Adrian. And a lot of selfless guys that are sacrificing and may not have their name in the paper, but they get as much of the positives and everything about the game, and they're such a big part of everything.
So marriage is the key to good preparation?
Apparently. Coach Frazier says I should get married every other day, so I don't know if my wife will like that, but we'll see.
What happened on the fumble?
The play broke down, the pocket broke down, and I was trying to scramble out, and it's my job to secure it, or I should have just thrown over. We had a go route on the left side, and should have just thrown it over his head, and just dumb by me.
Yeah, how big is that then to go to the sideline, watch your defense get the stop there, and then also get that goal line stop in the next series?
It was big. It was very big. Obviously, we didn't want them to take advantage of the turnover, especially me. I mean, that would have hurt us for sure. And like I said before, the defense played exceptionally well. And for them to stop them on that drive and then stop them on the goal line and hold them to a field goal, the momentum would have been huge on their side. And we're very fortunate for how they played. And they played awesome.
Are you able to watch some of Blair's kicks? I mean, the 56 yarder is about 10 feet up the net.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, it's crazy. It's almost like at this point we're kind of taking it for granted. You're almost like, oh, he'll make it and kind of sit down. And he's playing obviously extremely well, one of the best kickers in the league. And for him, he's got an unbelievable leg. I mean, he's like Tom size. And he's got an unbelievable leg, and for him to be a rookie and make some of these key kicks and clutch kicks that he's made ever since the Jacksonville game, he's a big weapon for this team.
Based on this team's performance today, is this a playoff game in your estimation?
In our mind, that's what we're trying to get to. Obviously, we beat a team that was 12-2, but we have a game next week that if we don't win it, I mean, this game doesn't matter. You're a playoff team if you're only in the playoffs, and that's how you're a playoff team. So we got one more to go, and we know the importance of that, and we're happy that it's going to be at home against Green Bay. I mean, it's going to be a big game, biggest game of the year. But we're trying to get there.
A year ago at this time, you guys were 3-12. Adrian had just blown out his knee. I think you were bleeding from your face and concussed at the time. Yeah. How fun is it to be going into this final game, have it mean something? And really, I mean, this is 1 week for your season.
A lot more fun. I mean, playing meaningful ball in December is awesome. And when you only win three games and winning the third game on Christmas Eve last year, it was a tough year. And it's the complete opposite this year. But we're not done yet. I mean, we still want to get to playoffs, and we'll be extremely disappointed if we don't get there. But we've come a long way.
You're used to being under scrutiny, but is it different when part of the scrutiny is on your personal life for things like this?
It's different. It's something I obviously comes with the territory, and it's whatever. But personal life. I mean, football is very important to me, and. Whatever goes on in my personal life, I'm 100% focused on football. When it takes an hour of my day to go get married, I'm not losing any time in the film room.
Thanks,
guys.
Thanks.